Thanks for being with us. Our topic today is safety, and we have with us Barb Jordan, a safety expert, talking about safety for women specifically as we are in Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Barb, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, Bruce, thank you for having me.
Well, before I talk about some of the things you're advocating and how you're involved in this issue, this is personal for you, isn't it?
It is personal for me because many years ago, our family was targeted by a predator, and specifically my older sister, Beverly. And, you know, after having Thanksgiving dinner with us, just 4 days after that, he ended her life.
So how did that, obviously that motivated you to get more involved in this issue to hopefully prevent other folks from going through what you and your family had to go through?
Yes. In 2018, her killer was released from prison. And I thought to myself, you know, one thing we never said after my sister was killed was, oh my gosh, I can't believe Rich did this, which means there were warning signs. So that's what my courses are all about. It's about educating the audience with awareness and that there are warning signs. Sometimes it's as simple as somebody saying to, you know, let's just say at a party, somebody says, you want to go outside? You know, what's outside? And outside is isolated. And people don't understand the tactics that predators use. And they're very good at what they do. And they know exactly what they're doing. But sometimes as we move about society, you know, we get into the moment and it sounds like a good idea, but it's really not a good idea. So there's a lot of different tactics that the predators use.
Well, it's interesting. How do you teach these kinds of things and not scare people?
That's a great question. I love that question because it's about empowering the audience. If you know what to do in a certain situation, that's being empowered. Being scared is not knowing what to do in a certain situation. So there's a story about a young woman walking home in New Jersey this past, I think it just happened a few months ago. Her name was Pava. And she's walking home, and somebody followed her, only she didn't know. And when she got inside of her apartment complex, she secured apartment complex, big glass doors. She went inside. She went to her mailbox, and all of a sudden, somebody's knocking on the doors, the glass doors. And again, the predators, they act like they're one of us, just like my sister's killer. I'm with you. And he's waving at her like, I forgot my keys. Let me in. The woman didn't know what to do. And, of course, as women, we don't want to be rude. We don't want to say, hey, that's not my problem. We don't want to call the manager. We feel compelled. And so Pava, unfortunately, made the decision to let the guy in. And when she lets the guy in, she's now going to go up into the elevator to go home. Of course, he gets on the elevator, and it seems like it's harmless, but see, the elevator is isolated. And it is so isolated that he took her to the rooftop and he ended her life. And that's how quickly these things can happen.
Well, obviously, this gets back to awareness. Obviously, the example, the anecdote you just gave us is a tragic example of that. So talk to me more about the importance of being aware.
But it's everything. If people just took a little bit more time, whenever they walk outside, to look at their environment, they're going to notice the guy leaning against the car with no purpose. They're going to notice somebody loitering that doesn't have a purpose. And he doesn't really fit the environment. See, those are the warning signs. It might be something as simple as, you know, you're in an office building and somebody leaves the front door cracked when it's supposed to be closed. That's a warning sign. Like when things don't fit, when things aren't exactly how they're supposed to be, all of those things can lead to violence. And so when we see things that don't fit, there's a lot of things we can do, like safety in numbers or report something. You know, if a door's not shutting and it can't shut, don't just disregard it. Report that so somebody can get the door shut, so it can be locked, so somebody can't have easy access there.
Well, it sounds to me like it's, to use a phrase, it's almost like you need to trust your gut.
No, well, intuition is one of my favorite topics, and women specifically have excellent intuition. In fact, my sister Beverly that was killed, she has an identical twin sister. And in all of the 8 months that she was engaged to this guy, Rich Lewis, Karen often said these words, I don't like him. I can't put my finger on it. But there's something about him that I don't like. That was intuition. See, women think like, or men think, that it needs to be defined. They'll say, well, what did he do? What did he say that made you feel creepy? And women a lot of times say, nothing. He just gave me a bad feeling. But that's intuition. You know, when you make a joke about somebody like, I'll be there in 5 minutes unless so-and-so takes me out, and then you laugh about it, that's intuition. That means you really do think that it can happen.
Warning signs. Maybe we're going to wrap this up. We only have about a minute or two left. But what are some of the warning signs for individuals? You mentioned some of them already, but maybe some more involving what may be a relationship that turns out to be somewhat concerning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Manipulation, control. They take you away from your family, your friends. They tell you all of their actions of control are because they love you so much. And typically it starts off really great. You know, they love bomb you. They tell you you're so beautiful. They bring you gifts. They give you flowers. And there's, look, every woman wants flowers, but it's when it's just an abundance of showering you with these compliments and gifts. And then one day the switch flips. That's a red flag. And so love bombing, control, manipulation are all huge signs. And if women knew these signs, if our friends knew these signs, we could look at people a little bit different and say, hey, let's keep an eye on this guy over here instead of just falling right into, oh, he's so romantic.
Well, your project is called Always Bev in honor of your sister. Always be vigilant. We've run out of time, but before we exit, how can people find out more about the courses you teach and some of the information you and I have been talking about?
Oh, I have a women's course online. It's so empowering. You can find it at staysafebevigilant.com.
It has been an honor to speak with you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bruce, for having me.